Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, you might have heard that this morning Met Éireann has issued a new status orange low temperature and ice warning for 22 counties. That's going to come into effect from 8 o'clock this evening. It's valid until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, and parts of the country now are bracing themselves for temperatures as low as minus 8 degrees tonight and tomorrow. So I'm joined by Liz Coleman, who's Deputy Head of Forecasting at Met Éireann. Liz, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Morning, Claire.
So you've issued this new orange warning. Will you talk us through what you're expecting?
Yeah, so the snow on the weekend has now cleared away and we're into this cold, clear air mass coming down from the Arctic. So what we're going to see is temperatures plummeting as the sun sets tonight. And then they'll struggle to recover to get above zero through the day tomorrow, and then a further freeze tomorrow night as well. So that's why we've issued those orange level warnings.
So we're going to have clear skies, which means a very heavy frost, and mention of fog as well, freezing fog.
Yeah, so we have a risk of some pockets of fog that might linger through the day. And because the temperatures are sub-zero, there will be freezing fog in some areas too. So people just need to be mindful that if you're driving in a freezing fog situation, it can be quite tricky from a visibility perspective, but also from an icing perspective. So slow down and take care.
So these minus eight temperatures then, can you pinpoint where people will experience those?
So where there is snow lying, particularly across the kind of Midlands as well, is where we're getting indications from our models at the moment that the lowest temperatures are going to be. But really, we have for most of the countries for tonight and then widespread across the country through the day tomorrow, except for Donegal, that's staying a little bit warmer. But generally, you know, localised, you'll see temperatures maybe dropping down to minus 10 in some areas. But generally across the country, it will be minus 5 for the next two nights.
OK, but don't rule out minus 10, which is quite extraordinary. So the snow, falling snow then, is that, are we done with that now?
We still have a few scattered showers across the country through the day today, and that we have had reports that some of that is falling as sleet and snow, but accumulations are not expected to be huge, and those showers are becoming increasingly isolated through the day today. So there won't really be any precipitation in the next few days, just that cold, clear air and those hard frosts at night time. So really people need to be mindful of what the impact might be for them in their areas. You know, there could be problems with some, you know, water disruption in terms of pipes bursting, and also there's going to be travel disruption. There will be no melt on the lying snow that's there at the moment until the weekend. Mm-hmm. So those treacherous conditions on the roads and slippery footpaths will continue for the next few days.
So the orange warning is until 10 o'clock tomorrow, but then really we don't have a thaw until Friday, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So there is a low temperature ice yellow warning countrywide that's still in place, and that's right out now till Friday morning, with those orange ones kind of coming in at night time when those temperatures really do plummet. The thaw looks like it's coming though from the weekend. So Thursday night into Friday, we're going to have rain moving in from the southwest. Now, when that meets the cold air, again, we'll see that transitioning to sleet and snow, but there's milder air pushing in behind that, so it'll be quite transient. So we're going to see the thaw starting kind of in the afternoon on Friday, and by the weekend then temperatures back to kind of more, you know, 5 to 10 degrees in the daytime.
All right, certainly not balmy, but a bit better than it currently is. Liz, thanks so much. Liz Coleman there from Met Éireann, and I'm joined on the line by our reporter Brian O'Connell, who's in Blarney in Cork for us this morning. What's it like there where you are, Brian?
Well, good morning, Claire. Yesterday, as you remember, I was in Charleville where there were significant issues. Still significant numbers without water and power, reports coming in of treacherous road conditions. And I can tell you, I know a lot about the water issues because in our house here, we're on our third day without water. We're one of some 25,000 customers who have water issues today. I can do two small kids. It's a tricky one. Came back briefly yesterday and again, then went again a few hours later. So I suppose burst pipes, burst mains are proving to be a particular challenge. We had an added issue here locally where a pipe burst last night, leading to quite challenging road conditions in the area once that surface water froze. Cork, Limerick, Tipperary, Kerry, Dublin, some of the worst impacted areas in terms of water outages. And as well as those numbers without water today, some 27,000 more people could be at risk because of low reservoir levels. So that's likely to continue for the next few days. On the issue of power and electricity, DSB last night said some 17,000 premises, businesses and farms without power. Mainly that's Kerry, Limerick, Tipperary. They're going to bring in crews and contractors from parts of the country less affected, try and get that power back as quickly as possible. But again, that could take several days because obviously treacherous road conditions are going to have an impact on how quickly they can get people to areas.
No power on, you know, on a nice day is a terrible problem, but when it's freezing cold outside, it's a dreadful problem. Another issue that was flagged by Cork County Council yesterday, Brian, was the impact that the rain could have on the salted roads and the potential then you could have for really very icy surfaces.
Absolutely. I'm seeing reports just in Cork, for example, of areas, not just rural higher areas, but suburban areas, where there are multiple reports this morning of black ice, very icy road surfaces, very icy footpaths in Douglas in the city, for example. Then in areas like Clonroe, Ballincollig, Blackpool, which is closer to the city, Bandon, which is near West Cork, Dripsy, Coachford. Cork County Council are saying widespread black ice, even on treated surfaces. And they've reiterated their call, motorists would avoid any unnecessary journeys, exercise extreme caution. Some schools and services which had been planned to open this morning have now taken a decision to close because of those worsening road conditions. I spoke to Kate Durant, owner of the Musgrave News pamphlet newspaper, and she's a very well-known community volunteer here in Blarney, Clare, and she spoke about conditions in the area and the impact this was having this morning.
We're getting multiple reports of black ice around. Yeah, messages coming in since very, very early on. People wondering, should they go to work? Should they not go to work? Looking for advice from, I suppose, neighbours and friends who might have taken the road before them, wondering if it's safe for them to go out.
Some of these are roads that would have been treated, but obviously there was rainfall and then there was a drop in temperatures as well. So that's leading to significant issues.
Despite everyone's best efforts, and Cork City Council have been out all night, as far as I know. The roads were so wet last night, as you know, when we were going to bed, and it's been sub-zero all night. So I don't know, does gritting make a massive amount of difference? Hopefully, as the temperatures rise, as the morning comes on, that's going to make a difference to it. But we're very rural as well, Brian, too. So a lot of our roads, the gritter won't get to anyway.
I see as well, Kate, the local secondary school had been due to open. It's probably one of the biggest secondary schools in the area, and that is not opening now.
No, it's not. Over 1,000 pupils, and they called it, I think, at about 7:30 this morning. They had been hoping to. They closed yesterday, of course. So they've been hoping to open this morning, but they've said hopefully tomorrow now. Now the community play school as well, that's also not opening. And the national schools, we've got 6 or 7 national schools in the area, most of whom kind of said, look, we'll be there from 9 o'clock. We're anticipating starting lessons at 11. So come in then if you can, if it's safe.
We know as well there's significant numbers of people still without power, still without water. You're hearing of the impact this is having.
There's been a major water outage for 3 days for quite a substantial area in the village. They got it all back yesterday. Everyone was delighted, and it's gone again this morning. So you'd be worried about older people because, you know, you can't make a hot cup of tea. It's really bitterly cold here this morning. And there's no way you'd leave your house this morning and go down the road to get bottled water, because I just wouldn't chance the roads at the moment.
Just finally, Kate, the services like Meals on Wheels doing their best to get out and about today?
They are, in fairness. I mean, they've got a really good kitchen facility in the village. So what Brendan, who organises Meals on Wheels, said is, look, we will get out. If anything, we'll go out a little bit later. Because for a lot of the older people they call to, even on a good day, they're the only person they see. And Home Helps too, trying to get out and about to people. You'd wonder how they're going to get out and about this morning too. But they do, in fairness to them.
And that's Kate Durand. Now, you mentioned yesterday, Brian, the impact on HSE services. That's ongoing today.
It is ongoing. It could be Thursday before some cancelled outpatient services resume in some areas. In Kerry, for example, non-urgent outpatient appointments cancelled until Thursday. Better news in Cork, in that outpatient appointments in Cork HSE are due to be back today. In the last 40 minutes as well, just on the roads, Cork County Council's crisis management team met this morning just to assess the situation, and they're advising people, as I said, avoid any unnecessary journeys. This is obviously because of the widespread ice and dangerous road conditions. They've listed listed a whole number of roads where there are impacts this morning. Bantir, Nadd, Newmarket. There are reports, for example, of ice on many routes, a lorry stuck, a car in a ditch. So you can see quite a significant impact across a wide area. The council as well are saying some services which had been closed yesterday are reopening. For example, some swimming pools, some libraries, mobile library services are still suspended. Mm-hmm. And they're going to provide updates, as you can imagine, on their social media channels and on corkcountycouncil.ie.
Brian, thank you very much. I hope you get your water back soon. Let's go to Ross Smith now, who's also known as the virtual driving instructor. Good morning, Ross.
Morning, Claire. Thanks for having me.
We want to get some tips from you on how to drive safely, in freezing conditions. But I suppose the first thing we should say is if you don't need to drive, don't.
Yeah, that's absolutely the first question you should be asking yourself is the journey necessary or essential? It's better to avoid driving in ice, so staying off the roads reduces risk to yourself and others. For unavoidable trips, plan your route ahead, stick to main roads that are more likely to be gridded, and sometimes letting someone know that you're going on a journey is helpful in case you do break down.
Mm-hmm. What about the tyres then? We do hear, don't we, about checking the tyres, but what are we checking for?
Yeah, your tyres are the only contact you have with the road, so in critical winter conditions, starting by checking the tread depth. 1.6 mils is the minimum requirement, but 3 mils or more is better for winter conditions. Inspecting the tyres regularly and because they can drop below, sorry.
You're all right, Ross. I'm just wondering, as you're saying that, like it all sounds very logical, but I actually don't know how to do that. I don't know how to check the tread depth on the tyres. Will you explain how you do it?
Yeah, so most tyres will actually have a little indent in the grip itself. So if you run your fingers through the groove of it, there'll be a little bump that's 1.6 mils high. But for trying to check if it's 3 mils or more, there would be a little tool you need that you can put in the tyre. A little pin will measure how many mils you have. Mm-hmm. That will let you know exactly what your tread depth is.
Yeah, and of course, if you're going on any sort of a journey at all, you need to make sure your spare tyre is in order too, right?
Yeah, so some cars don't actually come with a spare tyre. So making sure that you have one is crucial, because if you're stuck on the side of a road and you do have a blowout and you don't have a spare tyre, you're in for a much, much harsher journey.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about if you're driving along and you unfortunately happen across some ice and your car takes a bit of a slide? How do you react? How should you react in that situation?
So the best thing to do is always stay calm. So make sure that you, like, that's easier said than done when your car does skid. Most cars do have anti-lock brakes, which do help steady the car out. But if you do end up in a skid, steering the way you want the car to go, or if it's rear wheel, steering in the direction of the back wheels is the best way to avoid yourself getting into an accident, so, or yeah, skidding off the road.
You hear, Ross, about steering into the skid. Is that what we should do?
Yeah, so with rear wheel cars, when you steer into the skid, because the back wheels are going to spin, they're going to be what's driving the car forward. So by directing your front wheels towards the skid, it's helping realign the car. But for cars with front wheel drive, you don't have much option other than coming off the gas, letting the car slow down itself and gently steering in the direction you want the car to go.
Mm-hmm. There were a couple of things as well that we should all have in the car. Now, we don't need to go out and buy a big kit of stuff, but there's a couple of basic items that you say we should keep with us.
Yeah, so having like a scraper, a de-icer for the morning when you're getting going. If you do break down, having a high vis or a warning triangle is always good to warn others that there is a breakdown ahead. And small shovel isn't too bad either if it's really snowy, but I don't think in Ireland, we're not going to get snows of that depth, but it can help you get out of, if you're stuck in a bit of snow, like being stuck in the sand, it can get some of the wet out of the way or some of the ice out of the way or the snow. So it'll give you a little bit more traction. Having jump leads as well is key, because if you do break down, you can get the bit of help. And having a battery pack that's fully charged would save you the trouble of having to flag down another car to help you.
Okay, well, they're the basics, Ross. Thank you very much. And as we said at the beginning, if you don't need to go out and the roads are icy, that's your best bet. Try to avoid the journey in the first place. That's Ross Smith, who's also known as the virtual driving instructor. Now, coming up next is the next public pay deal, a threat to Ireland's economy. We debate.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.